It's very important to understand that what we draw children with is what we draw them to. If I give you a piece of candy for every right answer in a math homework or solving problems in class, I am not increasing your love for mathematics. I'm doing nothing to increase your desire to understand the wonder of number. What I'm appealing to is your stomach. And by appealing to your taste buds, I'm actually undermining your desire to know mathematics. What I draw you with is what I draw you to. And by increasing your affection for candy in the face of mathematics, I necessarily decrease your affection for mathematics. Because I'm saying to you, you couldn't possibly be interested in mathematics without candy. Therefore, I'll give you candy. And children believe us. If I promise you my affection, if you do a nice rendering of a flower, I'm not drawing you to the joy of painting. I'm drawing you into my circle. I'm drawing you into my affections. I'm saying you wouldn't possibly find sufficient delight in painting a flower. But since you are interested in my pleasure, in me fawning over you, I'll fawn over you to get you to paint, and then at the end of the day, I have actually decreased your desire to paint and increased your desire for more of my attention. If we're going to take seriously the sacredness of a child's personality, that we cannot treat them as wax to be molded or manipulated, but have to honor them as being created in the image of God, there are certain things that are just off the table. We're not permitted to use these tools to manage or manipulate their behavior. Chiefly, we can't play upon what are really natural desires in a way that would distort or twist those desires. I think of such things as the desire for approval. Children naturally want the approval of a significant, caring adult, for instance, a teacher. So a teacher can't use that, or should not use that desire in a way to manipulate the child, such as, I'll be so proud of you if you, or I'm looking for the boy that's sitting up the straightest. Anything that plays on the child's natural desire for approval. Only if you play upon it, you increase that desire and you decrease any motivation to behave in a certain way when you're not in their presence. There's a difference between the desire to please and the desire for approval. When I desire to please you, I want to do what you want me to do. The desire for approval is the desire to be liked by you. And there is a natural desire, a natural inclination among most children to want to do the things that will make the adults in their life happy. There's also a desire for the child to have the adult's approval. They're related, they're a little different. To play upon either one of these is really a recipe for building codependency. It's to distort the heart of the child in an inappropriate way. We also think of the desire to beat others. Competition is natural. If I'm on a basketball court, I'm going to play to win. That's not a bad thing. We're not against competition. What we're against is the use of competition as a manipulative tool to get children to perform in a certain way in the classroom. I think that actually undermines the intrinsic motivations that are there, chiefly being the desire to know, the desire to work well. Again, what we draw children with is what we draw them to. If we use competition as the primary tool in an attempt to get them to behave or perform in a certain way, we draw them into competition and undermine the natural desires to learn, the natural desires to work well. And one example would be the use of number or letter grades as an attempt to motivate children to perform well. So if I'm seeking to get an A so that I'm in the top of the class, I'm engaged in a very different activity than if I'm seeking to learn about history, learn about literature. What we draw you with is what we draw you to. So we want to be very, very careful that what we're drawing children to is actually the knowledge itself, the joy of the work itself, the satisfaction in the ideas themselves, or in the beauty that's created itself.
For additional information regarding Ambleside Schools International and training opportunities for both professional teachers and homeschool parents, please visit our website at www.ambleside.com.